Southwest calling the president again.
Thank you.
Yes.
Secretary Rusk on 90.
All right, he's getting it.
Yes, Mr. President.
How are you? Did you see Marcus Childs this morning?
Yes, I did.
I think we got a serious thing if we're going to have those things appear in Security Council. I wish you'd check it and see if
any I've asked about that, and I had the impression when I first read it that this might have been a deliberate leak for some purpose.
Looked like it because it gave me a little pat on the back, and then went ahead and got their stuff in.
Floated the Bobby Kennedy.
I noticed that this morning in the Post, too. Did you see that story?
Yes, I saw that, yeah. Well, I've asked...
You see the Kraft story cited in the Star on the peace offensive?
Yes, I saw that one. I will be commenting a little bit on these new possibilities on the Today Show tomorrow morning.
I heard that advertised this morning. Well, now, what are we going to do about the Kennedy trip? What status that now?
Well, it is on. The problem is to get a date from Sukarno. He's told us between the 20th and the 25th. Between the 15th and the 20th in Tokyo. And that is now...
Do you have the feeling that any of this stuff came out of the department anyway? You know, I didn't give it out because I wasn't even in on the meeting.
I don't... I just don't know yet, Mr. President. I keep trying to run these things down, and I can't on oath tell you that it did not. I know one place it didn't come out. It didn't come from me, but I've just got to keep digging at this problem. Bob Manning and Jim Greenfield have been very helpful on this, and they've helped us on a number of these cases lately, but I'll just have
to... I don't like to cancel things I've made decision doing, but if I don't some of these instances, I'm going to turn just the opposite way, because
right.
I see on the aid program, everything I talk to them about, it just comes out.
Right.
And the peace business, I think they put us in a bad light. I can't believe anybody over there is deliberately doing that, but I thought the Kraft story was a bad story. And they'd hauled him down there. He went down, as a matter of fact, when you went, didn't he? Kraft? Didn't he go as a hitchhiker on the plane? He came down to the ranch, and we told him, let him come. And I got out of the story, we got the fact that we'd said a lot of things we hadn't said about relentless peace offensives and so on and so forth, although I'd said something like that to some of the people in the department. I'd like to have any ideas they have.
Right. Well, I'll see if we can do something about getting us a little more perspective. Keep working on it.
Fine. Thank you.